All right, boys and girls, it's the best possible way to delay some space meetings and firesides. It is dead fucking puppies. I'm always happy when I have to delay meetings and firesides on account of y'all kicking ass. We're going to let the fleets get here and we'll get started. BP is giving us an easy layup for people that might be new. In fact, we're going to have a couple of, if you're new or if you haven't been here since the war, shake the dust off kind of commentaries. So, like I used to say at the start of Firesides all the time, and then I just sort of assumed that everybody realized this, but back to basics. If you have questions to ask during a Fireside, you ask them at Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. I do not have the mumble chat window open. I keep it in minimal mode, so if you ask questions outside of Elysium, I literally won't see them. Well, well, well. I didn't expect to wake up today to seeing 530 dead Pappy Munans. I didn't expect to see East Pappy. We have always been at war with East Pappy. Being so pappy. You know, one of the things about these guys is it makes my job a lot easier when the enemy gets together and will self-identify as what I've been saying they are all this time. What I mean by that is before this second big grind fight that we just got out of, there was a previous big grind fight where we'd killed a whole bunch more Munans. And some pappy guy from Tess decided to run to the Reddits, which is perfectly wonderful, to say, you know, pappy reassembled, they did a thing. And I really like it when the pappies identify themselves and tell everybody, like, look, we're pappy, and we blobbed up again, and we still lost against the Imperium. It warms my heart. But not as much as watching everything they know and love be steadily destroyed as we grind them down. So, we had a couple of big hack grind fights today. And it's been a while since we've had a chance to really, really go big like this. There has been an increase of activity in the Galactic East, and we're just going to roll with the whole East Pappy thing while NC and PL are off in Venal fighting boss and doing whatever. So I wanted to give people an opportunity because I was bouncing around on the op channels earlier, and I want people to recognize that there are a lot of people that have not played during the war, people who have joined us since the war or come back, or generally people who have forgotten war, murder, and fighting. I love war, murder, and fighting. I despise peacetime. It's always a pain for me to get up here on peacetime firesides and answer questions about, like, moon taxation and industry and stockpiling materials, because what we truly live for is war and the doom of our enemies. So this is fun and cool. There are a few things that I want people to keep in mind. If this is your first reminder, I heard people going, gosh, tie-dye is bad. Tie-dye is always bad whenever it's a good grind fight. One of the things that will always help us win these fights is people recognizing that when we send reinforcement pings out, that basically, you guys remember this from the war, I hope, is when you're seeing pings going out for a big grind fight, to get in the fleet rapidly, make sure that between now and the next fight, you actually have your shit together, right? When I say that, I mean that you've got doctrine ships ready to rock, multiples, that you understand that speed is necessary to undock rapidly and to get into the fleet. You don't have to undock immediately, listen to what your FC says, but if it's in the case of a reinforcement grind fight, you need to be ready to go. We have had many months of, you know, we've had fights, we've been doing things, we have been engaging in warfare at a lower level in EVE Online, but when I see 900 versus 900 fights, I get happy. It makes me very excited, and I want people to understand that there is a tremendous advantage that we have with our superior organization in making sure that at the line member level, each of you knows what's expected and knows what to do, such that when there is a big fight like this, you're already expecting to get into a reinforcement fleet if you aren't on the front line already. If you are on the front line already, you are getting ready to make sure that you have your next ship lined up to join that reinforcement fleet and get back into the fight if it's going to be a grind. No one does attrition warfare, no one does grind fighting, no one does wood chippering like we do. It is our element, we love it, we embrace it. You can either lean into the tie-dye and murder fucking puppies, or you can whine like a bitch and die, and we lean into it and we murder puppies, and today has been yet more evidence of us being in our happy place. That's a lot of dead fucking hacks. Some of them are ours. A lot of our hacks are dead too, but a lot more of the bad guys, and I'm eager to see them try to replace those losses. And I look forward to more. I hate peace. Wretched, wretched, wretched peace. And it's just, it's so nice to be here in front of you today talking about Pappy's calling themselves Pappy just before I give a fireside and then feeding us 530 hacks. Again, we lost stuff too, and that's good because this is where we get to leverage all the shit that we have been building up since, you know, the end of the war, the official end of the war, as far as the pubbies are concerned. We are better able to replace our losses. We have more of an understanding of the need to get back into the grind. And this is a wonderful opportunity for people that are newer to start looking around for finding an F2. If you remember during the tail end of the war, we had the third Cultural Revolution where we said that we wanted everybody to find their F2. You not just press F1, don't just be an F1 monkey, be an F2 gorilla. Get out there, find a way that you can add value to the fleet, the fleet commanders. Either you're going to like work on being a better Dictor pilot, and so you have like a Dictor alt, or you get involved in scouts and recon. You find a way to move the dial to make sure that East Pappy or West Pappy, whichever flavor of Pappy we happen to be fighting, eats shit and loses because you went out there and you found a way to move the dial more than just turning up in fleet. But still, we want you to turn up in fleet. We want you to do what you've been doing. I've been very happy to see what I saw today. It was nice to shake the dust off, send some fucking all caps pings, scream from the top of our lungs over broadcasts. I love seeing our enemies pinging and then standing down fleets, and it was nice. It was nice. I love war. All right. So I would anticipate this isn't a formal, officially declared war, but in any kind of day where randomly more than 500 Munins get set on fire, obviously there is shit that's going down in the Galactic East. Pappy is supporting Fire Coalition. Fire Coalition is basically Pappy as far as I'm concerned, because Severance is in Fire, so whatever. Fuck them all. And I just want people to use the opportunity today to remember tie-dye is a thing. That is our element that we swim in, and we swim in it way better than the bad guys. We did good work out there. We just need to make sure that, again, everybody has replenished their ships, that you have multiple reinforcements ready to rock. It sounds like I'm beating a dead horse here, but this is how wars are won. This is how victory is achieved, is making sure that at the line level, everyone understands that when shit goes down and pings are going out like that and you see a call for reinforcement fleet, don't sit there holding your junk waiting for 15 minutes for an engraved invitation. Like, get in the trenches to help your brothers and sisters out immediately. Because look, if you see 900 fucking Pappies, even if they're just Eastern Pappies going on out there, they want to come to Delph. This is just fucking military training drills, whatever the fuck you want to call it, a proxy war, a random engagement in the East. But if these guys get ground, if they get their mojo back, they are absolutely going to form back up again and do their thing. They're fucking calling themselves Pappy amongst themselves. What do you expect? So if our enemies are out there getting that level of forces on the field, it is on us to be prepared to fucking kill them at every opportunity that they give us, to punish them when they are separated from each other. At any point where there's East Pappy and West Pappy and they are not working together actively, it is on us to punish, punish, punish. And that means readiness. We have opportunities here during these between war periods where our enemies can be caught out, like today, where they can be invested in a grind fight that we know that we will be able to hurt them more than us, than they can hurt us. Everybody can trade hacks. It'll be great. But at the end of the day, the Imperium has the economy, the system, and the organization that it is going to be a massive net buff to us as long as we are willing to take these fights, to get involved, and to wreak the havoc when the opportunities are provided to us by our enemies making mistakes. And you can contribute to that by making sure that your shit is correct. You know there's going to be another Pappy fight. If you were confused today about what to do, if you're new, if you're looking around for guidance, ask your core mates, ask around, get some help, and make sure that the next time we are saying, oh crap, we need a reinforcement fleet with scimitars, that you have 5 or 6 of them ready to rock. If you don't have that, if you are not prepared, get help. Right. Well, the whole reasons why we do have the peacetime economic stuff that we talk about so much during peacetime firesides is that peacetime economic, where am I? What are the right words to use for this? Making sure that you're rich as shit and have as much war material as possible during peacetime allows you to murder the pubbies better. So in peace, prepare for war. It's the whole Parabellum thing. You guys know where I'm going with this. But we take this seriously. One of the reasons why I get angry about PvE drama or any other sort of trivial nonsense at peacetime is that peacetime exists for us to build up war material, supplies, and training to enable more effective war and murder. So at peace, make sure you're always laser focused on the fact that on any random Saturday, Eastern Pappy is going to reform and try to send 900 dudes at us. And that is our chance when they are smug, when they are full of hubris, when they've got their little blob together and Tess thinks that they can actually go out there and be a real alliance again, and we can grind through their hack supplies like we did today, which is cool and good. I despise peace. It is not my element, but it's necessary at times for us to get ready to slit throats again. So make sure you are getting ready to slit throats again, like today. All right. So one of the other things that I want people to realize is that in situations where we are get stuck in a fight, particularly if it is a fight that is further afield from us, right? Like if we are fighting in a territory that is further from our core systems, right, further from 1DQ1 than the bad guys, then it is even more important the further afield we are for people to be leaping into those reinforcement fleets, right? Because the classic Imperium style of war is we get stuck into a tar pit, we're trading, there's wood chippering happening, grind, 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 and then we are more committed than the enemy. We want it more. We are angrier than the foe, and we want to wreak havoc. And that is expressed in attendance and involvement in leaping into those reinforcement fleets and getting on target as fast as you can. So I was very happy to see that today. I want you guys to expect that again and know that as we are in these fights far afield, if you see us calling for this stuff, maybe, and you know, in a lot of cases, these battle reports, they start out with us losing. They start out with us losing the Iskwar, like, oh, like, whatever. But if we can get the enemy bogged down in a situation that we can just drop piles and piles of goons on top of them, it usually ends well and has a smile on our faces at the end of it. And then we end up winning. So that's the way it works. That is the way it works. Okay. Got a few other things I want to go over here. This was the herfity blurf war kind of things. Speaking of stockpiling, right? I want people to understand when they are engaging in PvE activities. Incidentally, as we saw at the start of the Fireside, burner missions in Delve are now like at the top of the burner mission meta. So if you are looking for some burner hijinks or a way to make Isk that isn't abyssals or locusts or whatever the hell else you're doing, just public notice that burner missions in Delve are apparently now a thing and that they are better Isk than abyssals. This isn't a PvE territory. I just want you guys to be rich enough that actually be as rich as you possibly can, such that you can turn it into war material. So there you go. Look at that stuff that's being linked here in Elysium. And I'm glad you guys brought this up because otherwise I obviously would have no fucking idea about the status of burner missions at Delph. Okay. So as part of stockpiling, as part of learning these kind of things, there's been a CCP dev blog. There's been talk of CCP unfucking things in the economy and this, that, and the other thing. I want everybody here to take a breath to enjoy the irony of what I'm about to say, because remember how that whole scarcity thing was totally supposed to ruin stockpiles and make sure that people didn't stockpile? The Rotati administration's lack of understanding of human psychology continues to amuse me. Here is what we need to do. You guys are getting rich. CCP is saying maybe they're going to change things involving how capital ships are built. Right now, capital ships are pointlessly expensive to build, right? It's like 9 billion ISK for a dreadnought build, like for the build cost, it's like 9 billion for a bare hull on the math on dreads. The capital ship system is completely broken currently for building caps. And what I want you guys to do is, as you are leveraging the peacetime that we have, when you are preparing for war and making sure that you've got the dust shaken off and you've got the right attitude to get into a fucking tie-dye grind fight, because it might annoy you, but it annoys the other guy a whole hell of a lot more. When you're preparing for these things, I think that I think that it's the current CCP regulatory risk. It sort of incentivizes us to stockpile ourselves. I think that given the option of trying to build a 9 billion ISK dreadnought hull, or preparing those materials and sitting on them and leveraging our assets and our wealth to prepare for when maybe sanity returns or something like that is going to be the way to go. I do always like to take our delve time units and turn them into military assets, but particularly when it comes to building up capital ships, I want you guys to buy and hold. Essentially, I want you to be preparing, getting those assets, getting ready. I was going to talk about this at the Kremlin meeting today, but we had a big op and that got interrupted. And so here you go. Basically, I don't want us placing bets on any system that CCP is saying that they're going to be doing, because so far that has ended ruinously for anyone who has trusted CCP. I want us to prepare for an environment of regulatory risk, which means stockpiles and making sure that you are adding to your wealth and adding to your assets. And should it come a time that sanity returns to the industrial system in EVE Online and that capital ships are able to be built in a way that isn't incredibly stupid, that we are, as a coalition, ready to rock immediately. We have an advantage in our ability to get materials compared to the bad guys, and I want to leverage that into increasing stockpiles and then holding them such that when it makes sense for us to act, then we're able to do the classic peacetime fireside of me getting up here and telling everybody that I want each of you to have both an armor and a shield titan in every hangar. We were there a couple years ago. That's our goal, is where we're aiming for again, is leverage the delve time unit into power. But for right now, that power, I think, comes from stockpiles. So plan accordingly. And if you are just getting started, if you are going, gosh, this fucking crazy Mittens guy is here and he's talking about an armor and a shield titan in every hangar. What the hell is this? A titan's like 350 billion isk to build. What the fuck? This is how we ended up winning the war against the entire fucking galaxy, is that when there were periods of time of peace, we said, this is achievable, because many goons did achieve that and more. They got more than just one of each type of Titan in their hangar. And the thing is that if you're looking at that and going, gosh, what the fuck? Ask for help. We have GS ISK, as is just being pointed out here. Exactly. Thank you, Plaid Rabbit. Get into GS ISK. We have a whole bunch of people who want to make money for fun, and they are eager to teach you how to do that, because every single one of you that learns how to build up their own economic operation is able to then turn that economic operation into the fun stuff, which is military assets that let us murder puppies, which is what the game is all about at the end of the day. So get help. Don't just sit here being confused. Reach out to your court mates. Join GS ISK. Get involved and figure it out. If random dumbass goons can find a way to get rich, you can too. Okay, I have some other orders of business. I have a reminder here from GSOL that if you have if you see a structure out there in our space and it's called Do Not Use, you're not supposed to use it, because Do Not Use is usually the indicator that we're going to be yanking a citadel down. I love these warnings. I actually had a bunch of people asking me about, like, gosh, how many times should we warn people? People who might have been AFK, we should tell them this, we should tell them that. We run this organization for people that are playing the game currently. We always care about people who respond to the Horn of Gundor and stuff like that, but in terms of citadels and their locations and what's there, you need to be paying attention, right? So if you put your shit in a citadel that says do not use, then... I mean, I'm not terribly sympathetic. It says do not use, except for English as a second language situation. So just try to help each other out and don't be a fucking dumbass, because this organization is more built to point and say, don't do that thing that was very stupid, that everybody told you not to do, that was very stupid. We're only going to wipe your ass so many times. Are there citadels that are safer, like small asteroids on iHubs? I mean, generally speaking, I don't think you have to worry about any of the we can park stuff in the fucking palace. These are really sort of like outlying citadels and random things that people shouldn't be investing in too much. Like, if it says do not use on it, don't use it. I'm trying to... I don't really know what else to say about that. Don't use the citadel that says don't use it. The larger structures like the Imperial Palace are always the safest. Okay, speaking of shaking the dust off, this is very important. At the last fireside, we had some requests for people asking about capital training ops. We used to do, before the war, we would have capital training ops once a month, and then when the war kicked off, our capital training ops were fighting the entire fucking galaxy for a year and a half. However, we're at the time again. And so Dave wanted me to tell everybody after the fireside next week, mark it on your calendar, after the fireside next week. So on Sunday, the 27th, after the fireside, we will have a cap training op on the test server and we will teach you how to wood chipper. And you can ask all of the questions you would like at that op. And we're going to try to do that again, you know, once a month. Like that's worked out really well for us before the war. And this is a way for people that get new capital ships or have forgotten how to use them in the current meta to shake the dust off. All right. Let me take a look at some questions, boys and girls. If you have questions to ask them in Elysium at conference.gunfleet.com. Can we blow some kind of horn to tell all the players who won't see do not use because they didn't log in that the dick butt is not being taken down? You know what? Like I said, no. We have warned people through normal channels. We're not going to send out a whole bunch of emails because we're moving a citadel. Like, and keep in mind, guys, keep in mind, there are a lot of people that are not paying attention to the game currently that are not necessarily subscribed to the game, but they're on Jabber, they're on Discord. You can take breaks from this game and still be plugged into the community. If you walk away and don't pay attention to anything, the Empire has still got to do the Empire's thing. Right? Like those of us who are here and are playing and are engaging in things, normal business must continue because in case you didn't notice, we murked 529 Pappy Munins just an hour ago. So there's a lot of bad guys out there who would really, really love to burn all of our shit down. So no, do not expect that this organization is going to stop doing what it's doing to try to reach out to hypothetical AFK players, right? We send broadcasts, we've got Discords, we've got Jabber. There are so many ways for people to stay connected to this thing that don't require you to play the game. You do not have to be playing the game actively to be on, you know, into the org, right? To talk to your friends and keep a rough eyeball on what's going on. And so that is a fair warning, guys. Don't expect that this org is going to stop and not adapt which in ways that it has to because of some guys who might have been AFK and chose to tune out, right? We will try to do our best typically to meet people halfway. But like if somebody says, help, I'm tackled in a belt, there's only so much shit you can do besides have Atrium send a ping laughing at them once you've tried to meet them halfway. So I appreciate where you guys are coming from. But that's sort of our stance on these things. Here is a question about FanFest. FanFest is coming. We are doing FanFest. I will be at FanFest. I'm looking forward to that. We also have Vegas dates were announced in the third weekend of October. We're going to be back in the Planet Hollywood zone. We don't have a fixed hotel for that, but it's probably going to be, you know, some people staying Planet Hollywood, some people staying at the Cosmo, and generally back to the Strip for us. And I'm very much looking forward to that. Another Goon Meet to plug, of course, is Goon Berlin, which is coming up on July 9th, the weekend of July 9th and 10th, I believe. All righty. Civil war between RMC and Stained Russians. Can you tell us more about it? What are they fighting for lands or for ISKs? Love to fight for the ISKs. We stay out of Russian on Russian civil wars. That is generally speaking not something that we like to get involved in. And so I appreciate the question, but it's definitely going into the Russian on Russian violence no-go zone. How are the train sets coming along? Actually, wonderfully. We've got about five or six structures made out of cardstock that have been lovely. We're doing Metcalf structures. This is a double O-gauge British layout I've made. Furniture question. Wow, you guys are going hard on the bingo. Yeah, actually, so check out madfern.com. We've added a whole bunch of new inventory there. In case you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, we have a furniture business on the side called madfern.com, where I say we, I mean me and my girlfriend. It has nothing to do with Eve or Goonswarm or anything like that. I'm not very good at shilling. I haven't really learned the art of saying, hey, throw money at the Twitch screen or like, hey, go buy furniture from us. But actually, please do. Free shipping in the continental U.S., madfern.com. Check it out. All right, let me take a look at some of these other questions. Have Brave learned their lesson, or are they still fucking with Pappy? It is interesting. I don't want to give Dunk a free pass on a fireside or something like that, but frankly, Brave has been engaging in a lot of the kind of conduct that we would like to see from a group that wanted to actually leave Pappy. They have been fighting on the side of the guys in Venal, on the side of Boss, against NCNPL. And so, you know, we've had a lot of fuckery with Brave in the past where, like, we've tried to be nice to them and they tried to fuck us over repeatedly. They got kind of hijacked by a test guy, Sharded Armor. But certainly the indications I am seeing from Breve's behavior on the field, instead of flying with Western Pappy, they are shooting Western Pappy. And I kind of like the whole East Pappy, West Pappy thing, so we're going to roll with that. For now, as NC and PL are mired in venal, we're going to call them West Pappy, and East Pappy is all the dumb motherfuckers you were beating the shit out of for the last couple hours here today. Will the cap training be limited to Capstorm pilots or open to who wants to get in? It is going to be open. That's an excellent question. This is going to be on the test server, right? So you don't actually have to be a member of Capstorm to get involved in the Capital training op. The goal is for anybody that is Capital curious, as long as you can get into one of these holes, or just hang out on Mumble and listen to the instructions during the op, the goal of it is to teach you how to use the hardware. So please go. And join the Capital training op that will be again next Sunday after the fireside. So 1 week from today after the fireside. You do not have to be in Capswarm. Please turn up, be ready to rock and learn. What can people do who can't join Capswarm because of fucked up ESI? That's a very good question. Let's talk about the ESI thing again. CCB has screwed something up on their servers and have for a while. It throws 500 errors on the reg. So what you have to do, and this is unfortunate and it is lame, but if you are trying to register a character or anything else on our services and it says, you know, it's not authing you for whatever reason, you're getting errors, you literally just have to hard refresh, try again like 5 or 6 times in a row. It is lame. It is something that is affecting every organization across the game because the rot is coming from inside CCP servers. It was actually, you know, I hadn't made this connection until just now, but it's kind of funny because last week when I got up here and we talked about ESI problems, we hadn't had that whole CCP server guy posts on Reddit and says, yeah, hey, by the way, these two servers weren't talking to each other for a long time, and now all the Galaxy's BRM values have been fixed to what they weren't displaying this entire time. And basically, look at what they fucked up with the BRMs and the dynamic bounty system, and then apply that to the ESI system, and you get a rough idea of what we in space leadership across the galaxy are trying to deal with here. So again, when you run up in a situation like that, I've had to do this too for my characters. Like for a while, some of the Alliance Executor shit was broken, and you just had to five or six times in a row, refreshing, logging in, just doing it until it finally stop spitting a 500 error and be mad at CCP about it. All right. Good questions today, guys. I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. So, and also when you see people complaining about this, it's important to let them know that CCP is responsible, particularly for the 500 errors that are coming through, because it's been very easy for them, like with everything else that's wrong with the game, to say, oh, it's the players, oh, it's not a problem or whatever. So if you see somebody who's having problems logging into something and is bitching about it and they don't seem to understand because they haven't been told what's going on, please let people know. We don't want people being angry at Goonswarm or our IT people who are doing their, like, our poor devs have been dealing with this shit for months now, and it makes everything nightmarish compared to how it was when CCP systems were working in the way that they were supposed to be working. So, if you see somebody who's having trouble getting authed for anything and they are frustrated and they don't understand, please reach out to them and let them know what's going on, because there's no reason to be frustrated and feeling isolated, because it's easier to be frustrated about the situation if you realize everyone is frustrated with the situation and that there's an explanation for it. Will there be Titan training on the CC Capital training classes? Yeah, the goal of the Capital training classes, and if you really want to be a tryhard, and I encourage you to be kind of a tryhard when it comes to the Capital ships, because the big boy toys are very expensive and only going to get more expensive, is feel free to write down a number of questions that you want to have answered before you go to the Capital training op, such that you don't forget. Like, you got a week to prepare for it. If you're like, I want to learn how Titans work, then write down your questions about Titans such that when it comes time, you're prepared. The whole idea of the Capital training op is it's kind of like a fireside for how do I shot web with a Capital, right? The FCs are there to explain to you how all this shit works, because the goal is, if we have a more experienced, more competent Capital fleet and super Capital fleet than the bad guys, we will be able to, say, fight the entire galaxy for a year and a half and beat the shit out of them and humiliate them like we just did. So that's cool. All right. And yes, as Sniper Eagle points out, if you have a super and a Titan and you want to use it next weekend on the cap training op, which is on CC, make sure you log in and get it out of asset safety on CC before the op. So, like, when it comes time for cap training, don't turn up immediately after the fireside is over and start getting your shit together, right? If you're planning on attending the Capital Training Op, kind of like if you're planning on attending a Strat Op, make sure your shit is correct in advance. Do your FCs the kindness and show them the respect of they put in this effort to put on the event for you. Please make sure that you are meeting them halfway by having your shit prepared. You know, don't just be like, oh, I've never used the test server before. What do? Make sure your shit's correct. And if you don't know if your shit is correct, ask your friends, ask your court mates, ask around, and get help. All right. That is going to be it for today, boys and girls. I'm always happy to have a slightly delayed fireside on account of murdering the fuck out of East Pappy. Shake the dust off, get prepared, look to your war gear, make sure that you're ready to dive into reinforcement fleets and grind, 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 because murder, 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 murder and war is... there's a scent of it in the air, and I love it. Thanks for coming. We'll see you next week.